This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Big day for Barnes & Noble today. Shares up almost 11.5%. Seems the chairman of the board of directors, Leonard Riggio, wants to buy part of the company, the retail stores and the website specifically, and take it private. That would leave the unprofitable ebook division, Nook Media, public and on its own, which, given that we're told e-readers are the wave of the future, raises a whole bunch of questions. Here's Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson.
Question number one, why would anyone want to own a bookstore? Well, for starters, after borders closed, Barnes & Noble became the last man standing of the big national booksellers. Michael Norris is a publishing industry analyst with Simba Information. He says despite all the hype around ebooks,
people still buy print books, and people who buy digital books, about 3 out of 4, still buy print.
And Barnes & Noble bookstores still turn a profit. Question number two, why not keep the digital side? Answer, the Nook runs in third place to Apple's iPad and Amazon's Kindle, and it'll take a lot of money and time to turn it from an also-ran into a real moneymaker. Peter Wahlstrom is an analyst with Morningstar.
The devices, they're very nice. They're competitive. The tough part is that the Nook is not top of mind with the consumer.
Question three, if Riggio takes the profitable bookstore business private, are investors getting hosed? What is left for them? Answer, in addition to the Nook, there are hundreds of college bookstores.
They are repackaging the bookstore into the college store, and college stores don't close down.
Al Greco, a marketing professor at Fordham University, says all those students buying textbooks and t-shirts offer up a nice, reliable chunk of change. So the fourth and final question, Greco says, is whether that college business can support the Nook while it tries to turn a profit. And that one, he says, we can't answer yet. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.